their source. It springs into existence, unconscious, perfect, free, and takes on a physical body, lets circumstances complete it. Therefore, all beings honor the way and value its virtue. They have not been commanded to worship the Tao and do homage to virtue, but they always do so spontaneously. The Tao gives them life. Virtue nourishes and nourishes them, rears and shelters and protects them. The Tao produces but does not possess. The Tao gives without expecting. The Tao fosters growth without ruling. This is called hidden virtue. Unquote. Living by hidden virtue. This passage encourages you to discover that quality within you that protects, nurtures, and shelters automatically, without ruling. Consciously living by hidden virtue probably means changing many of the ways in which you see your role in the grand scheme of things. And a natural starting point would be the way you explain the mystery of how life begins. If you had to describe your own creation, you'd most likely say that you originated through an act of commingling between your biological parents. If that's the only explanation for your existence, then it excludes the spontaneity and mystery that living by hidden virtue offers you. Operating in this new way expands and redefines your conception of birth, and the world changes as a result of your modified viewpoint. Living by hidden virtue allows you to get the most out of life because it means seeing that it's not your choice and responsibility to decide how you're going to spend it. Not living by hidden virtue, on the other hand, ensures that your role in a family or culture is assigned at birth or even conception, with predetermined expectations about how you should and will function. Your days become filled with stressful attempts to please those to whom you're biologically related. You experience the nagging self-criticism that you're disappointing a parent or grandparent, along with unsettling desires to be free of the pressure of your gender or placement in a designated family. Trying to operate within this belief system can consequently keep you trapped in an unpleasant and intolerable role of servitude and obsequiousness. In the 51st verse of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu asks you to expand your vision and begin to see yourself as a creation of the Tao. Imagine that the tiny seedling that was you didn't come from another particle, but rather from an invisible source. And this source that sprung you into existence, herein called the Way, has no preconceived doctrine dictating what you should do, whom you should listen to, where you should live, or how you should worship. The source, your great mother, has no investment in the choices you make during your individual journey. It knows that the seedling that was you is perfect and free to complete itself in whatever way it chooses. This mother, which is the Tao, has no expectations for you, no demands, no battles or wars for you to fight, and no history for you to live up to. The Chinese refer to this hidden entity that brought you into existence as Ti, T-E. I'm referring to Ti here as virtue or character. And Jonathan Starr's translation of the Tao Te Ching interprets it in this verse as follows, quote, "Though Tao gives life to all things, Ti is what cultivates them. Ti is that magic power which raises and rears them, completes and prepares them, comforts and protects them." Unquote. Ti, T-E, as in Tao Te Ching, then is the virtue that's deep within you and all of creation. This isn't a force that guarantees the physical shell will never die. It's more a characteristic that allows you to move through the material world in your body, perfectly aligned with the creative originating force. Listen to this verse as a reminder that you're protected and completed by your ultimate originating source, which isn't the same as guaranteeing your security in this phenomenal world. Helen Keller was speaking of this very thing when she stated, "Security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature." The 51st verse is about learning to trust by changing your view of life to include Ti, or hidden virtue. It's about seeing yourself as a member of a family of oneness with the same parents as all other creatures. It's about feeling your total freedom to produce without possessing and to keep from becoming a possession yourself. So give without expecting and don't be victimized by the expectations of others. Here are suggestions offered to you by Lao Tzu as I gaze at this great master's picture before me and feel as if I were one with him. First, practice feeling safe and protected. Live each day trusting in the hidden virtue that's both within you and that caused you. Keep in mind that the feeling of being secure, shielded, and nurtured won't come from anything you might possess. Instead, it will arise when you know that you're in constant contact with a virtuous power that lies within every cell of your being. This hidden force is responsible for your very presence. You sprang into existence by virtue of Tao. And while your every breath and action aren't commanded to do so, they nevertheless pay homage to the inner virtue that is your life. That power is in my hand as I write these words, and it's in your eyes and ears as you read or hear these words. Trust in it. Worship it. Feel safe in the force that remains hidden. This is all you need to feel complete. And secondly, remember that the Tao produces. It doesn't possess. Do the same and you'll achieve the wisdom of this verse. Be a caretaker, not an owner. Don't attempt to control anyone. Instead, foster growth without dominating or ruling. When you're in a supervisory role, allow others to activate their hidden virtue as much as possible. Just as you wish to feel protected and trust in that invisible force that animates you, so does everyone you encounter. I emphasize this word because there are no exceptions. Witter Bynner's translation of this 51st verse of the Tao Te Ching states it this way, quote, "All created things render to the existence and fitness they depend on. Do you likewise. Be parent, not possessor. Attendant, not master. Be concerned not with obedience, but with benefit. And you are at the core of living." Unquote. I urge you to remember the phrase, "Do you likewise," and live by hidden virtue. Do the Tao now. Plan a day of letting go. Let go of thinking and discover the all-embracing nature of the mind. Let go of preconceptions and ideas and experience how things really are. Let go of needing to control others and discover how capable they really are. Take time to find your answers to the question, what might really happen if I let go? As you do this exercise, you may be surprised to discover that you find more of the hidden virtue in your life, which then changes the way you see yourself. The 52nd verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "All under heaven have a common beginning. This beginning is the mother of the world. Having known the mother, we may proceed to know her children. Having known the children, we should go back and hold on to the mother. Keep your mouth shut, guard the senses, and life is ever full. Open your mouth, always be busy, and life